As we've just heard, Senator Carr calls it a big, juicy and decisive win. But what opportunities will a seat on the Security Council bring? Foreign policy analysts say it offers Australia a platform to push some of its own foreign policy concerns and through the Security Council convince other UN member states to act on them. The bid has cost the federal government $25 million over 5 years, but one expert says the win has already delivered plenty of bang for the buck. Sarah Dingle reports.
It's been decades since Australia last had a seat at the table. But from next year, we'll join 9 other non-permanent and 5 permanent members of the UN Security Council. Executive Director of the Lowy Institute for International Policy, Dr. Michael Fulilove, says it's the most important crisis management group in the world.
It is the pointy end of the United Nations. The United Nations is a big, sprawling beast, but the Security Council is where threats to international peace and security come to be dealt with. So the biggest security issues of the day, whether it be the invasion of Iraq or potentially the Iranian nuclear program or the North Korean nuclear weapons, these are the kinds of issues which come to the Security Council.
Dr. Fulilove says some issues dealt with by the Security Council in the past have been within Australia's regional areas of interest, such as the Interfet peacekeeping operation to East Timor. But he says others have not, and membership will extend our reach and reputation.
For the period that you're on there, you are taken more seriously. Your leaders have more interaction with other leaders. Your foreign policymakers also are forced in a way to turn their mind to the biggest issues confronting the world. And I think that would be a very healthy outcome of being on the Security Council, because we are a big country. We're one of the world's largest economies. We don't just have interests in Asia and the Pacific. We have global interests. We have historical links all over the world. And it's right and proper that we should comport ourselves as a country with global interests.
International relations expert Dr. Susan Park says although only a 2-year position, the Security Council seat influences the rest of the United Nations.
It's really the UN Security Council that has the ability to make a decision and therefore to compel and obligate the other members of the United Nations to act upon.
Dr. Park also rejects criticism of the bid for its cost of $25 million over 5 years.
Look, it's a really good question. Are we getting bang for our buck? In any international fora, of course, bids are expensive. I mean, let's not even go into the amount of money that that was spent on Australia's bid for the World Cup or even for the Olympic Games. In terms of getting bang for our buck in terms of spending money on the UN Security Council, I think it's an incredibly worthwhile. I think it is money well spent. It's demonstrating that Australia is acting at the highest level in terms of ensuring international peace and security. You could actually say that that is priceless.
It's not excessively ambitious for once every 3 decades for Australia to be on the Security Council.
The Executive Director of Oxfam Australia, Andrew Hewitt, says he'd like to see Australia press for disarmament.
We have a record in peacekeeping actions and peace-building actions, and we can use that experience to have that focus on protection of civilians and on tackling the scourge of small arms, leading measures to try to achieve an arms trade treaty to limit the further spread of small arms, which are the true weapons of mass destruction.
The federal government says its key priorities on the Security Council will include Afghanistan, Syria, Iran and North Korea.
Sarah Dingle with that report.